Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Omer. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says as follows: Ha'over l'fnei teva, one who goes up to the Amud, he goes to Davin, the Chazan, b'yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. Omer, he says in his davening in his Shemona Esrei, Hachalitzenu, which means to Hachazikenu, means to make us strong. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, es Yom Rosh Hachodesh Hazeh, this day of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And then he also adds, Im Hayom Im L'machar, meaning if today is Rosh Chodesh, then make us strong today. And if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then make us strong tomorrow. Ulamachar, and then on day two of Rosh Hashanah, who Omer, the Shliach Tzibur El Chazan, will say, again, he'll say, Hachlitzenu, when he says Shemona Esrei, that he's davening that we should be strong, Im Hayom Im Emesh, that either make us strong today or make us strong as of yesterday, because maybe yesterday was Rosh Hashanah. Because since it was a suffix, Eze Yom, which day is the day of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? So Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas holds that you have to say B'Yom HaRishon on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Im Hayom Im Machar, if today or if tomorrow. And then the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you say Im Hayom Im Emesh, if today, if yesterday. In order that you shouldn't look like you're a shakman, a liar, in your davening, because we have a suffix of which day is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, he instituted this tanai in the actual davening when the chazan gets up there to the Amud. This has nothing to do with Erevin. This is just mentioned because we're talking about Rosh Hashanah and about the suffix of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's all Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas's opinion. Whereas v'lohodu lo chachamim, the chachamim did not agree with him to Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, because they hold ein tzorach lahazkir Rosh Chodesh per Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara explains, since you say in davening Yom Hazikaron Hazeh, the day of remembrance, where we are remembered before God to be judged, harizahola gam Rosh Hashanah gam Rosh Chodesh. This passes for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, because you find Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says Zichron Teruah. It's Zichron is remembrance, and by Rosh Chodesh the pasuk says Zikaron. So since you have Zikaron, the two Zikarons, the Chachamim will hold that in Lahasa there's no need to make a Tanai in your Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah of saying Im Hayom Im Machar, if today, if tomorrow, or Im Hayom Im Emesh, if today, if yesterday, because these 2 days have one Kedusha, like we explained in the previous Mishnayos. And also they're concerned that the Maratzim may come to be lenient when they hear that, hey, Rosh Hashanah is a suffix, so we don't have to be so strict about the observance. So they don't like this. And they hold it's just one day of Kedusha, and therefore, the Chacham hold that you don't make this kind of Tanai when you're davening the Rosh Hashanah davening. And therefore, when you daven without making the Tanai, you look at it as just one long Kedusha, and therefore it's just one Yom Tov. And that concludes Perek Gimel. Moving right along to Perek Dalet, a small Hakdama to the first Mishnah Aleph. So we learned that a person that lives in a city, so as long as he's in a city, he's in a city, he's surrounded by people that are dwelling there. So it's permitted for him to walk anywhere in the city, and then outside the city up to 2,000 amos in all directions. And then if he goes to the end of his 2,000 amos outside the city and makes an Erev there, he gets a bonus 2,000 amos when he makes an Erev to Chumen. Right? That's the general principle. But what happens if a person leaves the Tchum of Shabbos? He goes out of, let's say in a standard case, you have a city, you can walk anywhere in the city, plus 2,000 amos outside the city, and then you go past the 2,000 amos. And in a case where you didn't make any Erev Tchumen at the end of that 2,000 amos, to give an additional 2,000 amos. So basically, he goes out of the Tchum, goes out of his borders. The rule is, all he has now is Dalad Amos. He's stuck in his place for the whole Shabbos, about 8 feet around. And that's going to be the general rule. Whenever you leave your tchum, whatever your tchum is, if you're in the city, you have up to 2,000 amos outside the city, if you leave that, or if even if you made yourself an extra erev tchum at the end of those 2,000 to give you an additional 2,000, and then you walk past those 2,000 amos. The idea is whenever you leave that tchum and you're out of the border, all you have is 4 amos to walk around for the whole Shabbos. So now with that in mind, let's see the Mishnah. Mi shehutzi uhu Gayim. If Gayim came on Shabbos and they forced him to leave the Tchum against his will, ay ruach ra, or some kind of spirit entered into his mind, and he left the tchum, you know, on Shabbos. So these are both cases that are bal korcho, against his will. Ein lo, ella arba amos. All have his four amos around him, like we just mentioned in the Ekdama, to go around on Shabbos. Even though it was against his will, you know, this is what happened. Hechazirahu, if the Goyim returned him back into his tchum against his will, or he just, out of his, you know, insanity that grabbed him, he also came back into the tchum on Shabbos, even though he wasn't allowed to, but he went. So then, ki'ilu yatsa, we look at it as if he never left, and he's like the regular citizens, and he can walk around the entire city, and then 2,000 amos, you know, out of the city in all directions. Even though he went back against his will, and he shouldn't have gone, and he shouldn't, meaning, sorry, even though he went back when he shouldn't have gone back, so once he's back, we say it's fine, and he could walk anywhere like he normally does. This is all when they removed him, and they put him back against his will. If he left the border, you know, with his own das, he didn't care about the halacha, then even though, even if he was returned against his will, he left just being negligent and being a sinner, and didn't care about the tchum, and then he was forced to go back, or otziu, they removed him bal kocho against his will. And then he went back, you know, not caring that he's not allowed to move from that spot. Then, even though he's back in the city, ein lo ela arba amos, he only has four amos, even though he's in the city. Okay. What about holichu, if the goyim bring him against his will, li'ir acheres, to another city that has a regular mechitza? So he left the tchum, which he wasn't allowed to do it, of course it was against his will, but now he's in a city that has a regular mechitza. Or nisanuhu bedir, they put him into a pen with, you know, with the sheep, and it has a wall around it. Obisahar, or another kind of pen that guards the sheep, two different types of pens. So it's a machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayir, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayir, Omer, they hold mahalich as kula. They can walk wherever they want, because since they're surrounded by mechitza, they're considered, you know, that they're surrounded by a wall, and they can walk anywhere in that area. Whereas Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva say, Ein lo ela arba amos, they only have four amos. Since he wasn't there when Shabbos came in, these mechitzos will not help, the walls won't help, l'chein aser, it's prohibited for him to go more than the four amos on Shabbos. The Mishnah brings down a story. Ma'aseh, there's a story, Shabo, the Chachamim came, mi perandisin, they came from a port southeast of Italy. V'hifliga sfinasam bayam. And after their boat had anchored by the port, on Erev Shabbos, it left on Shabbos, the Ligah of Shabbos, left on Shabbos to the ocean outside the Tchum. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchu Eskula. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they walked around the entire boat. Kedin Misho Tzu, it's like the law where if Gaim were to remove someone outside the Tchum against their will and put them in a pen, you know, full of sheep, so they look at the boat as if it has a wall around it, and they could walk, you know, anywhere on the boat, just like, you know, the case of one who gets thrown into this pen of sheep, that they can walk anywhere they want. And then Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Lozazu mi arba amos, they didn't move from their dalat amos. Shvatzu l'hach b'ralat, when they want to be stringent upon themselves. Meaning, the Kat explains, even they held that a boat is different than a pen, you know, for sheep. Because a boat, shahiba, called shuk, because every single second it's moving outside the four amos, to another four amos, because it's constantly moving, and a person's not found in the same four amos, you know, the whole time. And furthermore, Sharei Shvaso, but they were already there in the boat, Me'er Shabbos, as opposed to the pen that they weren't there before. So, Lachain, Afadat, even according to them, they really hold that it's mutter to walk around the entire boat, because not exactly like the case of the pen, but they want to be machmer on themselves, and therefore they didn't move from the Dalat Amos, the whole Shabbos on the boat. And the Tosfos Yom Tov explains another reason is they want to be machmir, they want to be stringent. In order to yitu lahatir, they shouldn't come to mistake a case where they would be forced against their will to go into some kind of pen of sheep somewhere outside their town, where they would hold that they can't walk more than dalat amos. You know, they would say if they walk dalat amos by the boat, they may come to walk dalat amos by the pen case, where they held that they couldn't, according to their opinion. So therefore, even by the boat, they didn't move their dalat amos. So that's the story over here, and that concludes Mishnah Aleph.